Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the Donk listeners. We do appreciate you being up at this early hour with the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is also here.
One of the best days of the year on the sports calendar, Cakesy.
You do love the opening of the NCAA tournament. It is
16 games. Yep. Try and watch bits and pieces of, I don't know, nine of them.
It's a good call.
10?
Just watch all throughout the day into the evening.
Can't watch the 10 o'clock tips.
No, that's way too late.
Can't do that. Tomorrow, yeah. Tonight, no.
John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. And Eric Bickle as well.
Hey, buddy.
That is your foursome.
Speaking of the tournament, and Drabby and Valdez, are you guys interested in doing a survivor pool for the tournament? $20 a man? I don't know. $20?
Very limited and tepid response.
I'm in.
From behind the glass.
I got a Venmo. I don't even know who I have to Venmo. What, $50 for a survivor pool.
Are you
Hold on.
Hold on. Are you because it's too much or because you're just not interested in the tournament?
Sounds like a combo.
Combo.
Yeah, combo.
All right, how about
I'm already in like a billion pools.
All right, how about $10 a man for we can do Finley B. Mitchell get in.
10 Venmo dollars. It's not like real money, so sure, why not?
Right. And the way we'll do it is we'll pick one team per day, not per round, per day. So you have to pick one today. Can't use them again.
Okay.
Tomorrow, if you advance, can't use them again. Saturday, another team, can't use them again. Blah, blah, blah.
All right. I see how this works.
I'm definitely down. It was a lot juicier last year when you had like 80 people in your pool.
I know. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It's got to be a ton of legwork.
So I pawned it off to another buddy to do the big pool this year. But
smart of you.
I don't know, just a station pool. Maybe small, B. Mitch and Finley.
Small stakes.
You know, I don't know if whoever's interested.
Consider me in.
Mike Marr.
I need my pick in by, I'm guessing, noon at the latest.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Okay.
I'll probably just double down on my son's picks because my son asked me, hey, are you doing a survivor pool? And I said, well, I can ask Jason. And then Jason sent me over the info. That guy had very specific instructions of how to Venmo him. He doesn't want anything in the memo.
I know.
Why?
Why is that?
Probably doesn't want to track.
For work?
Do they track it?
I
he
don't
doesn't
know.
Want like a basketball.
He doesn't want everybody probably maybe. Yeah.
You have to claim like some of the money on your taxes for certain things. So
he thinks someone's tracking his Venmo?
No, dude, they will. They'll go through your entire Venmo and notice.
Who, the IRS?
Yeah. It will pop on your returns if you're getting a certain amount of money.
So usually if I send or receive anyway, but if I send something to Venmo and it's a survivor pool or fantasy, I'll just put in fatties.
Okay, that's your code.
That's my code.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But I don't think he wants anything. I can't remember. I don't know. You forwarded me a survivor pool. It's $50. I got to send him, and I just need to pay attention to what he said about the memo.
Correct.
I'm in the process of deleting that guy's email. There's no chance I'm joining that pool. I'm just.
Well, hold on.
I didn't send it to you. No.
Somebody else sent me a pool, and I looked at it, and I went, ugh.
All right. So, Bickle, I haven't heard from you. Are you in or out?
Out.
So you don't even want to participate for $10?
It's not the money. I just don't want it, the mental strain. But here's a question, though. Hold on. I got to get back up. I'm intrigued by your Venmo, them tracking. Are you saying if we're audited, or you're saying in general they're tracking?
No, in general, your Venmo will be tracked. Venmo will flag transactions, and then
big ones.
Big ones, but also if, on the memo. In the memo, if you're doing gambling or fantasy or whatever,
so if I put a basketball and send him $20. That's going to trigger something on Venmo, then they're going to report me?
No.
But if you have hundreds of people. I'm just trying to understand. Please don't attack me.
It's the amount. If the guy is a bookie or whatever, and he's got people constantly sending him basketball emojis or money emojis.
Okay, they're trying to. They don't want to help bookmakers, is what you're saying. They don't want to help bookies.
If you're getting income on Venmo, you're supposed to declare that income on Venmo.
Yeah. All right, so
no, don't worry about it.
It's too trivial. Venmo transactions are so small.
The IRS is already overworked and understaffed.
I mean, the odds of them getting to you are probably very small. But
don't even worry about it. If you're selling
paintings and then you're constantly getting,
a stream of Venmo income of thousands of dollars,
or just like you have 50 transactions that have painting emojis all for $100, they're going to know you're an artist and you're selling paintings, and that money needs to be taxed.
Yeah, I mean, when I sold my book and I got Venmo money, I had to declare it.
Right. I guess,
I mean, if you're getting a steady stream of it.
It's barely it's real money.
But in a survivor pool that you do once a year, it's not for $10, $20, it ain't a big deal.
I know that they track everything you do, but it's just crazy to that extent, but okay.
Are they going to track the money that was given? I don't know if you guys got the exact amount that I did
from the guy
from one of the listeners that came out to the Roadhouse screening yesterday. By the way, the Roadhouse screening, big success. A lot of people came out.
Yeah,
ditched work as we instructed them to do.
I have a feeling half of those people don't work.
Maybe they don't, or maybe they're underemployed.
And I don't know his name, but Sacktown Mike's cousin, who we used to see all the time.
Oh yeah,
we talked to him,
Alan.
Is his name Alan?
Did you ask him how Mike was doing?
Yeah, he said he's working in a hospital.
Okay. Mike texted me last night.
What's he doing in a hospital?
Can't remember what he told me.
Is he a nurse?
No, he's definitely not a nurse. He said he was loading. He works the loading dock or something.
Oh, okay. He says the same thing every week to me.
He said, I'll call you when I get you. He's not going to
call him
this
week.
Whatever. Whatever. Just, I'm glad he's not dead.
He's doing well.
I was impressed by that theater. You
weren't there last year. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been that far down Route 7 in Tyson's, because usually, like, if I'm in Tyson's,
you just go to the mall, turn around, that's it.
Then back to the Beltway, like very limited spots.
Yeah, the Borough.
Haven't been to the Borough at Tyson's.
Great restaurants over there.
Huge complex with an amazing, what looks to be a pretty brand new theater.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
it's all very new.
We saw the screening of Roadhouse yesterday. Wasn't packed, but pretty good turnout.
Great turnout.
And it wasn't the original Roadhouse. Let me just, to give a quick review, it did not live up to the OG Roadhouse, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
It's a newer 2024 version.
Yeah, of course. Right.
But I was entertained.
I was entertained.
I'm glad it was free.
I was entertained.
It was
ridiculous, but it was like Speed. I was actually thinking about like Speed 2. Wasn't Speed 2 when they were on the boat?
Yes, that's correct.
It was like Speed, like slash Born Identity, slash, I don't know, some sort of comic elements in the whole thing.
There were a lot of nods to the original in the remake.
Yeah. I was entertained, as kind of ridiculous as it was.
I was kind of disappointed, though. And this is a small.
I mean, the acting was.
A lot of people were Jonah D
minus.
Who in particular?
I think everybody. I think even Jonah Hall was just okay. With the acting. But I know you're not going to go see the movie for the acting.
Well, I know. I can speak for me and Drab and probably Valdez. All I could look at Jake Gyllenhaal and think, the guy's about 50. He looks ridiculous.
I know.
2% body fat.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, that's all. I just couldn't. I mean, I know that he was enhanced.
That and a silly Key West bar.
that location was amazing.
I know. When they did the overheads.
When they're doing the drone shots. And
why am I not living there?
The crystal clear blue water. We're living in a concrete jungle.
There were a lot of actors in that I've seen a bunch of times in some of my favorite shows. So
okay.
The guy who got eaten by the Alligator. Yes. That's J.D. Pardo. He was in. He plays Ezekiel in Mayans MC, which is the spinoff of Sons of Anarchy.
Another small complaint. Did it tilt anybody else? They kept calling it a crocodile.
Like, there's no crocs down
there. I don't think there are crocs in Florida. It's alligators.
It's a gator,
like,
right.
that was
maybe they're just hillbillies. So the hillbillies don't know.
Maybe. And again, small
didn't
complaint.
Didn't bother me. Also didn't catch it.
A little bit. Unless there's like a crocodile native to Key West.
Hold on. Getting back to the actors, right?
Yes.
So J.D. Pardo, isn't it? Yeah. The little girl, Charlie, who worked at the bookstore.
Okay. I thought she was good.
She's good. She's actually really good in... Lioness Special Ops.
All right.
I told you you're sleeping
on the
show.
You keep telling me to watch it. I keep
She plays the daughter snoozing. In that. Her father was in Snowfall, which I watched on FX.
He looks familiar to me, though I couldn't quite place
it. And then did you recognize the old cop, the dad?
Oh, I definitely recognize him. He was in Clear and Present Danger.
He played the Colombian drug lord.
He definitely did.
Right.
I recognized
him. Harrison Ford had to take down.
I would give it a 3 cake batters out of 5. What my big complaint was, despite all the nods to the original, they didn't use the gag from the original that was ran throughout the entire movie, where everybody's like, "I thought you'd be bigger," when they saw Dalton.
That's true.
They never used that line in the remake. It's like,
didn't connect the two, the name. I guess it was just random.
That's fine. It didn't bother me as much as not using the standard line from the original.
I didn't think about that one time.
In the plot description, it said that he's a son of the original Dalton.
Oh, but they never mention it in the movie.
Yeah, they don't mention it in the movie. I'm just saying in the plot description. It's a big-time suspend your disbelief movie.
Of course it is.
The fact that I guess maybe this is a nod. Of course, but I guess if this is a nod to the original Roadhouse, which I've seen, which to me is kind of a campy movie, the fact that they continue playing music while all these fights are going on and like fights to the death, basically.
I think that's the bit. Like Roadhouse is a legendary B movie.
Right. Yeah.
It's supposed to be camp. Like I think cheesy for a reason. It was over the top for a reason. But that being said, I enjoyed it. Some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
I had to suspend my disbelief as soon as the opening scene when I saw Post Malone was fighting some dude. I was like,
all right, Post Malone.
No, but I actually liked that. I thought he looked like a guy.
It kind of worked. I was like, that's Post Malone.
That was fat Post Malone.
Every goon was a worse actor than the last, popped off by Conor McGregor.
Right.
Dude, he was hilarious.
Maybe,
he was funny.
Like, I'm sure the director told him to overdo it. Yeah, and he clearly did.
He played Conor McGregor.
Yeah. He played himself.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You weren't entertained.
No, I thought he was funny. He was funny. It was hilarious. Kind of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie back in the day that have the cheesy lines.
His weird walk kind of tilts me. That was tilting me throughout.
Yeah, with his arms out.
That's what he does.
He likes to show his lats.
I know. That's what he does. His thing.
What is he, about 5'8", like Conor McGregor? If you saw him?
Probably.
Does anybody have any idea?
I have no idea.
I think he's 5'9", 5'10".
He's 5'9"? 5'8"? Yeah. What are you, Cakes?
Roughly 5'8".
You're probably closer.
You'd
to
have
seven.
To look, day, five, look it up.
5'8", you stand up straight.
Yeah, if I tiptoe it like Kyler Murray at the combine, I'm probably 5'8".
Like, I'm just wondering if I would be intimidated by Conor McGregor.
Drabby, I would agree with you on the acting.
Hold on,
that's why
are
I said
you serious?
That. I'm being serious. Because he's so tiny. If he's 5'8".
He's listed at 5'9".
Hold on. You're actually being serious. You're wondering if you'd be intimidated by
I
him?
I do wonder when a guy's 5'8". It's but hard no for me to admit.
Is he really that big in real life? I mean, he looked jacked.
Yeah, he's done roids.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been doing roids.
How much does he weigh? About 175?
No, he's probably walking around 205.
Yeah. He looked jacked.
He would
come in here and
I'm not saying he wouldn't kill me.
He would
I'm just saying
all
it's hard for me to be intimidated by a 5'8".
10 seconds.
It just is.
Well,
5'8".
Maybe. He'd crumple you up into a little ball.
Oh, listen, I understand. I'm not saying he's not a killer.
Hold on, Drabby.
But he's 5'8".
Wouldn't you, like I said, the acting was a D-, but you kind of knew the acting was going to be
poop-a-doo. I loved it. I had a great 2 hours
but
of my life.
Wouldn't you agree Gyllenhaal was just okay?
I thought he was decent.
He looked like Marlon Brando next to those other guys.
No, I'm just saying, of course, but he's the A guy. But still, I don't know. It was just...
It was fine. I wasn't expecting like Oppenheimer level.
I wasn't either.
I tilted that the bar owner wasn't hotter.
I thought she was pretty hot.
The bar owner?
The girl?
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty. The black chick?
Maybe pretty in the face a little bit.
I thought she was pretty.
You just weren't feeling it.
No, I was looking for a hotter
bar
owner.
I've seen her in something.
She was in Shrinking with Harrison Ford.
Ellie was hot. She was beautiful.
She was better than the bar owner. Bar owner, I was disappointed in.
It's an entertaining movie. It's a campy, like Drab said, a B movie type. That's how I felt the original Roadhouse was.
I thought it lived up to it. Twists and kind of suspense. Like, I never saw the original, so I was just expecting. I don't know what the hell I was expecting, but it was. There were more little twists and turns to it than I ever anticipated.
I'll tell you what, it was more entertaining than getting stuck on Georgetown Pike and that hellish interchange on the Beltway.
Well, did you go around it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did you do the Balls Hill?
No. How long did it take you to get home?
Over an hour. That whatever construction they're doing on the Beltway presently at Georgetown Pike, one, I don't know if I'll live to see the end of it because it looks like just a massive project. Mm-hmm. And two, what exactly are they doing?
I don't know.
I'm guessing
they're expanding it.
They must be expanding both sides.
I avoid that.
I've never seen so many like Caterpillar construction vehicles in one place in my lifetime.
I tried to beat traffic yesterday because
good luck.
We're all familiar with that stretch before the American Legion Bridge. It's a nightmare. And I realized after I got out of there that I didn't have my credit card.
You left your credit card at
I called and they said they had a credit card. Yeah. So I turned around.
Oh my!
And then when I got to
disaster,
when I got to the customer service, it was somebody else's credit card who we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized we had both gone to the kiosk to try and order food, and they didn't have food. They only had popcorn and soda.
Mm-hmm.
And his card was there, so I was like, "Let me just go check the kiosk." And my card was still in the machine.
Unreal! What a donk move.
So luckily found
Glad
it.
You found it. By and the way, leaving,
back in the teeth of traffic.
Leaving yesterday, as I was winding through the roads of McLean, I'm 96.87% sure that I was passed going the other direction by an NBA Hall of Famer. Can you name him?
On what road were you?
You were passed by Adrian Dantley.
No, not Adrian Dantley. Bigger name and bigger person.
I wasn't listening.
I was passed by an NBA Hall of Famer. I was driving this way. He was driving this way. I saw him through the windshield of his Mercedes.
And he was driving his own car.
He was driving his own vehicle.
He's a bigger name than Adrian Dantley.
Bigger name and a bigger human being.
And he played here?
You can't say that.
He played here in college.
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he lives out near me.
I think he was over near the Icon Theater yesterday.
He could have been. Yeah. He lives. I'm pretty sure he lives in Ashburn.
Here's where it might not have been him, where I'm a little suspicious. Car had Florida plates. Does he have residency in Florida?
He worked for Orlando, didn't he? Was he the coach for Orlando forever?
You know what? I'm raising my percentage to 100%. Yeah. It was him.
How many people look like Patrick Ewing?
It distinctly looked like Patrick Ewing. It's pretty hard
to not recognize Patrick. I mean, I get it. He's in a car, but no.
Yeah, I saw him for like 2 seconds through the windshield.
Anyway, thank you to the listeners for coming out.
Yes.
It was a good time, and we should probably go through the note at some point.
Yeah,
Did we all get the exact same note about Gus Frat?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I don't think we have to read it.
No, we don't have to read that, but.
No, very nice touch by one of our listeners.
So his idea is that he wants us to bet these $2. We think of him or something.
He gave us a stack of
$20 worth of $2
bills. And I guess because at some point I said, we got to stop doing $1 bets. It's too cheap. It's too chintzy. We got to raise the $2 bets. And now we have a stack of $2 bills to actually pay.
How many did he give
bets.
Us? I can't remember.
I think 10. It's 10 each.
All right. Well, there's your buy-in for your survivor pool.
There you go. I'm going to peel off 5 of these and hand them to you.
That's not the spirit of the gift.
Who cares?
Once a guy gives
he just wants you to bet. He wants you to bet
cash,
you
think it's I care all, about the all bets spirit? Are off.
You think I care about that?
Yeah.
I care about like using these $2 bills.
All I can think
them
about
into circulation.
Is how I could convert that into a 20. That's all I can think about. and then putting it into the
By
system.
By the way, I'll give you one of these if you can tell me the president that's on the $2 bill.
Oh my God.
Geez. Can't pull that?
Abe Lincoln.
Oh, he's on the $5, Rick.
Grant is a great not
idea.
Grant.
You didn't know Abe Lincoln's on $5 bill.
I don't know who's on any bill.
You don't know George Washington's on the $1 bill?
I might have gotten that one if you gave me multiple choice.
I'll go Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, no chance.
Jefferson, isn't it?
TJ. Thomas Jefferson.
Then on the back, don't they have like the signing?
Yeah, they're signing the
Declaration
of Independence.
You don't pay attention to U.S. currency.
I look at the number.
Yes, it is TJ.
Of course I look at the number. All I look at is the two.
Who's on the hundo?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin, yes.
So anyway, thank you to Terrence.
Well, hold on. How many did you get?
Ten.
Ten twos, so you got 20.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I thought you said $10.
No.
So
$10 bills.
Just give me ten and you're buying.
I don't want to do it.
Why?
Because I don't want to think about it.
You don't want to root for a team this weekend?
He doesn't care. He's detached.
Yeah.
Do you do a sports show? I'm just checking with you.
Yeah, I do the stuff I care about. Yeah.
All right, we got a lot to get to.
Just wanted you involved, that's all.
On an open line Thursday, we will talk college hoops coming up at 9:20 with John Fanta. He will join us from Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. We'll talk puck with Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals.
Not a good night last night.
He'll be on with us at 8:45.
Good night for Ovi. Good night for Ovi. Yeah.
When we come back, we'll get into the Caps' loss to the Maple Leafs and tell you where Ovi is on the all-time scoring list he chases Wayne Gretzky.
We got to update our playoffs percentage thing.
We can do that.
What was it going in?
Yesterday was 56, over 50%.
I think it was 56 or 53.
Even though we were technically outside it.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Because we had more games in hand.
All right.
All those
computations. But I'm guessing it dipped a little bit.
All right, so we'll get into the Caps and more on the Junkie Sports page next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.